If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings and the love of the one great heart, the most radiant one. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. This evening our topic is the shift from mind to heart, time to eternity. So let's take a deep breath and allow the anointing, which is God's kiss of approval over your life stream. Allow the washing of the inner self with a beautiful violet flame light that transmutes and clears anything and everything that's not serving your highest good. Take a deep breath and let it all go. And clothe yourself with full awareness of your divinity, of the purity and holiness with which you were spoken forth from the very heart of God. And tonight we're going to look at several things. But primarily, the most important thing in the world that we can possibly do at this time is to allow something totally transcendentally awesome to occur. We really just need to be willing and open and trusting. Because the doing is being done through us, to us, divinely and supernaturally. To do this process, I believe would be very helpful for us to understand time and its function, as well as the atonement, which ends the illusion of time and its function. What is the atonement? The atonement is when we awaken from the dream of separation and can see through the eyes of the heart to the oneness of all life. So the atonement or the atonement is a return through the heart to the unified field that we call Christ consciousness. So the entire purpose of time is to provide us with an opportunity to make a different choice this time. Each choice activates a chain of related scenarios, events that would not take place had you not made that specific choice. So no, you cannot see beforehand before you've actually made the choice, because the activation again comes as you step into the choice that you've made. Jesus teaches us in the Course in Miracles that presently we are simply reviewing events from our past as if they were really happening now, which is a total illusion. We are seeing nothing as it is right now. We are simply seeing the past. So because we see the past, we are seeing nothing that is real, because the entire ego's mind projection that we call the world that we see on the television, and when we look outside in the streets, that entire world is designed by the separated mind to preserve your past, particularly your past memories of separation. By keeping your associations of separation, hurt, pain, fear, keeping all of that activated, and foremost in your mind, the ego thus prolongs its temporary hold on your life's experience, and moreover, how you view and interpret events in your life. So the ego's entire thought system is therefore dependent upon your projecting scenarios of separation and seeing outer enemies. So these phantoms of the ego's insane imagining gives rise to the justification for every form of vengeance and attack, and justifies whatever we want to perpetrate against another. And this is how the war machine is therefore kept in constant motion and in reoccurring cycles. So it seems like we move from one conflict and one war to another. But we're right now in the midst of a huge shift of consciousness. The current shifting of the dimensional grids means our dimensional transpositioning into the next universe, which will be a brand new universe. It's been said that we are moving back to where we were before the fall, that we at one time were in a very, very high state, and we're returning very rapidly to the 144th dimension, and from there into the 145th dimension, and we must do it quickly, because any species that stays at the level that we're currently on begins to destroy its planet and begins to destroy itself. So that's why this shift is occurring so rapidly that we're the wonder of the universe. It's been estimated there are about 250,000 extraterrestrial cultures that are viewing us right now. Because, you know, this is an amazing thing. It's like watching a being go from a conceived ovum and sperm into a full-grown human in 15 minutes. You know, usually this kind of shift takes hundreds of thousands of years, and we're doing it so rapidly. We will be moving from the fourth dimension in 2 years. That's unheard of. That's unheard of. As I said, you know, it normally takes hundreds of thousands of years. So, yes, a lot is going on just beyond our visual spectrum that we can see in. But that doesn't mean it's not happening. In fact, the most wonderful things that are happening, it's always in the invisible realms that must be perceived spiritually. But you must see through the eyes of your heart, because only when you see through the eyes of the heart can you see through the eyes of God, the truth that is, the love that is, the oneness that is. When you look through the eyes of the mind, you will have perhaps psychic abilities, but you will only see the illusory duality worlds. You won't see the unified fields. So, this is a, you know, a really, really simple, simple shift that we're making here. The shift from mind to heart is really a recapitulation of the fall, which occurred about 13,000 years ago during the Atlantean root race that was spoken of in the Bible. But what the fall entailed was our departing from the sense of the unified field of oneness with God, oneness with all things, that love of the pure sacred heart, we fell from that state into the lower mind, which is the home of the ego. Not the higher mind, the lower mind. Again, that part that projects enemies outside of itself. So our spiritual expansion as divine conscious awareness is eternal. This is something I think we'd benefit from considering. Because if you look, you'll notice that most of our fears are connected to believing that we must achieve some goal within a certain limited span of time. And a goal that we are somehow separated from. That's part of what the ego does. It sees everything as separate from itself, not realizing that everything is within, that it could possibly want. Everything is generated from that inner state of the unified field. In fact, one of the clearest indications that you're really starting to move into that state of consciousness is that you begin to feel a true joyous gratitude and contentment within yourself. The longing, the wishing, all that energy that goes out emoting because of a lack or a fear of lack or a sense of lack, that vanishes when you're centered in that unified heart. So within, the indigenous elders tell us that within the next 5 years, you know, we're going to be going through tremendous shifts in the next 2 years, tremendous in the next year, in the next few months. So be aware, it's not going to be the same. Your life will never be the same old, same old. Now, for some of you, that's going to be very joyful news. For others, you might feel frightened. Get over it. God is in complete control of this. The masters of the spiritual hierarchy of this and other divine worlds have laid forth the plan. Certain of the ascended masters have already gone over and prepared the way. Like the Master Jesus, he said, I go that I can prepare the place, that where I am, you will be also. And if I go to prepare the place, I shall also come back and take you that where I am, you can be also. So Jesus has even promised to hold our hand or carry us as a complete grouping that he calls his bride. We are the collective bride of Christ. You see, we're going to carry us across the threshold into our new life in him, which is that unified field of divine love. So over the next 5 years, we will attain such a state, we won't even be able now to comprehend it. But our passage, as I said, to the fourth dimension is going to be completed within 2 years. Now, I've often called the fourth dimension the plane of the round to it. You know, the things you say, I'll get around to it one day. The round to it are in your face. You could also call it the sifter. The Bible says that we are being sifted like wheat during this time. So whatever is not of the loving, whatever is not forgiven, whatever is not sitting in the peace and glory and love of God is not going to pass into the higher dimension. You have to forgive and release through co-partnering, if you will, with the divine spirit within you. I don't think out of the human consciousness we can do anything, really. It's the Father within that does all things. But we have to give him some wiggle room. You know, we've got to turn it over to him, release it into his care and keeping, or he won't violate your desire to hold on to it. So to move to this fourth dimension, you got to let it all go. And I mean all of it. Everything you think you own, everything you think outside of yourself that is going to protect you or do it for you or that you got to have it, that whole mentality has got to be laid at the feet of the Lord. And you got to take his hand like a little kid and just walk with him every day for the rest of this time that you're here on this dimension. So the elders who've gone before us tell us that the most important thing for us to do is to stay connected to your divine source and stay centered in your heart. Feel your connection to God and to all life everywhere. Every time you try to go into that separate ego state of, you know, who cares about the world, just let me get mine, recognize what you're doing, that you're actually choosing your own demise. You're actually putting yourself out of the stream of evolution into this next universe. So, in cycle on that kind of thinking. And do whatever you have to do to remind yourself that you are in a unified field of interconnected life. You are intimately connected to everything and everyone, everywhere, at all times. There is no such thing as separation. So see the entirety of all creation as this one great interconnected network of life, one unified field. We're actually in the process of being prepared to be raptured, lifted up, to meet the Christ in the air, which means being lifted in consciousness into that unified grid field. So when we're fully aligned with Spirit, there's literally nothing that we cannot do. We actually are unlimited when we have rejoined with our true divine nature. And the most important part of us is our heart. You know, it's an interesting thing. In fetal development, the very first organ to develop is the heart. And the very first part of the body to emerge, as the body starts to emerge out of the heart, is the tongue, which comes out of the heart. Isn't that amazing? So, our souls have been birthed from the very heart of God. People want to know where they've come from. What is their origin? You have literally been birthed from the very heart of God. And from the sacred space in the divine heart, all creation streams forth. And likewise, from our sacred heart, our true life and all things are birthed. And the ability to understand and to know all things is also birthed from our sacred heart. So, because in fetal development, the first organ to develop is the heart, and from the heart, the tongue, and from that, the physical body, the heart and the tongue are therefore very closely connected. We are identical to the spiritual nature and function of our divine creator. And just like an acorn contains within its small acorn form the totality of the nature of the oak tree, in that same way, we as individualized souls contain, just like an acorn, the totality of the tree of life of our Divine Father and the nature of our Father. And like our Creator, we were birthed into existence. We were birthed through the Word. The Father is the Word. He spoke the Word, and everything was created. So in that initial Om, that initial primordial sound, we issued forth as individualized divine spirits. So in that being spoken forth has God's Word and light. That sound and light frequency densified into what we call the physical spectrum, which is simply the sound brought down to its densest point and the light compressed into its greatest density. And that's what we have identified with as our physical body. So in this decompression, we're moving from that density, that heaviness. And even though it feels rather heavy as we're being sifted, we're going to have a greater and greater sense release into greater lightness. Literally. There's a certain joy and a sense of immense freedom that is beginning to be released. And those of us that are really moving in harmony with these new energies and the shifting in the grid. Now, that's why speaking and acting from whatever is true, resonates as truth within our heart, is so important. Why no matter what, we need to be true to that heart. The heart has been called our guru. That is the true guru, is your sacred heart in which the divine is enthroned. So being really sensitive to what sits gently and lightly within that heart is how we monitor and direct ourselves in the time that is upon us. We are able to see from our heart through our third eye. That is the transition we need to make in our meditation. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart that I may see, truly see. And when you see through the open third eye, through the heart, we will see and know and realize everything. Everything comes from the lifting of our consciousness into that heartfelt vision. Yes. And you will remember everything that you need to remember for this transition that is upon us now. And you will know all things that Spirit would reveal to you for your safety, your provision, the place to go, the things to do. It will be very individual. You know, each person is directed according to what's for their highest good. And it's not going to be the same for every soul. Now, if you also observe, all of the world's problems have really come about because mankind has lost conscious awareness of his heart and of his divinity and his divine nature. So the dog-eat-dog world is the world that was spawned by the ego mind. 13,000 years ago, during the Atlantean period, with what has been termed the fall, let me read from A Course in Miracles a few things Jesus has to say about time. I think it'll make more sense to you now. First of all, Jesus said this about himself. There is nothing about me that you cannot attain. I have nothing that does not come from God. The difference between us is that I have nothing else. This leaves me in a state which is only potential in you. No man cometh unto the Father but by me does not mean that I am in any way separate or different from you, except in time. And time does not really exist. Now, the atonement was built into space-time, the belief system of space-time, to set a limit on the need for the belief itself, and ultimately to make our learning here in this dimension complete. So the atonement is the final lesson. You know, we awaken to the oneness of all life. That's really our, you know, our master thesis for this dimensional experience. That's our final lesson. So learning itself, like the classrooms in which it occurs, i.e., Earth life, is temporary. We made time and space the instant the ego seemed to occur. But at that same instant, God bestowed the Holy Spirit as the correction. The Holy Spirit is another name for the principle of the atonement. So this again becomes the limit to the ego's world of time and establishes the fact that the mistake has already been healed. Again, we're in the past dealing with issues that have already been divinely settled. So the Course describes the world of time and space as a classroom. And when we take a class in a university and pass it, then we no longer need it. So the situation is the same here. The atonement is the final lesson. And the total acceptance of the atonement for oneself is the final recognition that the separation from God never happened. And when we have finally learned this lesson, the classroom disappears, as does the ego itself. That's why you don't have to do anything about overcoming your ego. You focus on the truth, and that takes care of the ego. It just dissolves. It of itself is, you know, it's not real. You're not an ego. The ego is a limited point of view. It's a limited thought form. And when we entered into this illusion, the Maya, the illusion, the samsara, was mixed in with a remembrance of God. That's why we have the experience of duality here. We have God's thoughts, which is all life is one. And then we have the ego's thoughts. All life is separate, and I'm afraid because there's somebody out there who's going to get me. So you have these two thought systems. And all of the global conflict we have, I don't care where it crops up, is because of the clashing of the entrenched forces of ego, which also look like stubbornness and holding on for dear death and protecting your turf. And, you know, all of the warring stances are burst out of the separation, the separate polarity, separation polarity. And then you have the incoming forces of liberation. And the clashing of those two things are what are causing all global conflicts. Particularly, we see this in the news today in what's happening in Cairo. And interestingly enough, Cairo, I've been there twice, is just a few walking distance from the Great Pyramid. Now, the Great Pyramid is the anchoring of the positive codes of light for this entire planet and is gridded into the higher galactic program of Orion, our template for our whole creation, is coded into the Great Pyramid and the Giza complex in Egypt, and connects the two like a crystalline staircase, if you will. So it's very, very strategic. It's in the center of our planet where it's placed. In fact, one of the most outrageous things I've heard was something that was shared that they estimate now that the Great Pyramid may be as old as 125,000 to 200,000 years old. It is so ancient. And the Sphinx is every bit as old, if not older. And the Sphinx is actually representing the higher evolution as we return to the great central sun and transcend, again, time and space. So the Great Pyramid serves as the encoded time clock for this present cycle. And it reveals very clearly that we're in the end days of the end times of this current cycle of evolution. So the Great Pyramid was also created supernaturally by the order of Enoch under the guidance of the master Ophanim, Enoch, and Toth during the Atlantean root race. And it was created from a Merkaba space platform, which would be a higher dimensional vehicle, which enabled the stones to actually be precipitated topside down and materialized into densified form by the manipulation of the gravitational flux lines and the use of the Virel rods, which were like, they directed the Virel power, which is a power that we don't have on Earth at this time, but which we had during Atlantean times, and enabled levitation to be facilitated. You can move these objects by these Virel rods, and also through mantra sound frequencies. So this is very, very important. Also, we have the codes of light anchored in the Great Pyramid, also in the Middle East, not in Egypt, but in that area not too far away. The black energies, the dark energies, the opposite polarity, okay, we're talking polarity here, positive, negative. The negative polarity, or the time cube polarity, is also anchored in the Middle East. So that's why there is, and the master grid is under the plain of Megiddo in Israel. So there you see why you have so much energy focused in that part of the world and so much conflict. Again, it's the two energies coming into play there. So the geophysical, biophysical, and astrophysical multidimensional grids coincide and join in the Great Pyramid of Giza. That's where the codes of living light are actually anchored. But moreover, some of the acoustologists who have gone in and done Dr. Hertak and his team went in and did experiments in the Great Pyramid. And when they release certain sonars, certain sound frequencies into the Great Pyramid, at one point they said that the whole pyramid activated, that lords of light manifested and shafts of light that appeared, that the whole pyramid started to shake and resonate like a huge sound chamber, a great, like a musical, a temple of sound. And Egyptians who were working with them, you know, as part of the team, ran out. They thought there was an earthquake. So there's power locked in some of these old temples that are encoded to be activated by certain sound, certain mantras, certain sound frequencies. Interesting, isn't it? So again, we're being prepared now to move into the fifth world, which we could look at as the return of the celestial and interdimensional lords of light. That's taking place the reappearance or return of the Christ, and the great migration, which is like the galactic exodus from the third density and its slavedom, the old Babylon. We are being delivered from enslavement in the old codes of limitation, the old Egyptian symbology in the Bible of how the Jews were liberated from the slavedom under Pharaoh into the Exodus. So we are making that Exodus ourselves, only on a galactic level. And this glorious, appearing of the Lords of Light and Christ is occurring now and preparing the opening of the grids. So the opening of the grid field and the initial opening and all the work that we have done as a light team and the anchoring of the incoming galactic energies through ceremony, through crystal grids that we have created and placed, special crystals in certain power spots across the planet and certain sacred journeys that we've taken. All of the light work that we have done for, since 1972 to 75 has truly been to prepare for the day that we're in today. You know, our whole focus as global light workers has been to prepare for the moment that we're in right now. And today, the people of God have been sealed. The flame of salvation is seen over our crown chakras. Your brows are radiant with the opening vision. The Christ star, this brilliant jeweled light, is clairvoyantly visible on your third eye, on your foreheads. That's the mark on the forehead. And you're wearing the seamless garments of pure white that are flaming with the glory of the Shekinah fire, the Holy Spirit. So you've been preparing and being prepared all along. Oh, granted, most of the time we're being prepared when we're asleep or meditating or, not really realizing what's going on or feeling sick or headachy or nauseated or drained or sleeping all the time. All the stuff we've been going through has been us being prepared and opened and cleared and adorned with this higher vehicles of light that we're going to be working in as multidimensional spiritual beings. So we are the redeemed of the Christ. And we as the collective bride of Christ are prepared now to go into that bridal chamber and consummate and join fully with the divine beloved. And as we're lifted into this next spectrum of highest light and life, we will experience a shift that's been called the rapture. But it will occur out of time because it's so fast that you can't really measure it. So it isn't, even though it seems like we've been going gradually, it's actually a final shift is going to be out of time such as we know it. During that time, we'll have a complete restoration of the Adam Kadmon, which is the divine image and similitude of the immortal body of light that we wear as a spirit. It's not a dense body. We're moving from the death codes into immortal light. We'll be in the what's been called the first resurrection of the saints. You know, we're being resurrected into that immortal light body that we originally had. Death came in with the fall. So we're transcending the codes of death back into immortality. And that's also been referred to as our ascension. So I was shown that the people in the streets of Cairo, as I was watching the news, those that are involved in the tumult and the gathering, are actually reacting to these powerful incoming energies which are the energies of freedom. And they're coming into conflict with the old entrenched energies. So, again, we're seeing right in the news the releasing of powerful energies into that great, great center of light on the planet. So don't worry, because even though it doesn't look very good, you know, and how it's playing out right now, it's going to have a very good, you know, it's going to end well. Nothing can stop the shift that we're going through. We've already gone through it. Those of us that time travel into the future have already seen that it's been completed. It's a done deal. We're just walking through the scenarios now. So make loving choices as you walk through these scenarios, okay? Just make loving choices. Whatever you're confronted with, choose the loving, okay? That's all you really need to do. Everything that that you need will be made available to you as you live from the heart. You don't have to think anymore about anything having to do with what you're going to eat, what you're going to wear, where should you live, how should you do this. You don't even have to think about that when you live connected to that sacred heart. Everything comes and sits in your lap. All you need to do is praise God from morning to night with your joyful heart and your peaceful and contented emanations of wholeness. Just move right into your divine wholeness. Own it. Occupy it. Be it. And remind yourself anytime you slip in thought, word, or deed into that negative, separated self. Just evict it and refocus into the truth of who and what you are eternally. This is the most absolutely exciting time. And, yeah, it's going to get messy on the outside, because people who are not in attunement with the heart, when they're in that stubborn, resistive, lower ego mind, they're really coming unraveled. And unraveling crazy people, which are basically insane, when you're given, you know, you're ego-driven, you're basically insane. They do insane behaviors. So keep out of those areas, you know, where people are acting out of the lower self. Choose your company carefully and wisely. Overcome any form of substance abuse that would dull your ability to receive very high vibrations of revelation. Keep your heart, your mind, your consciousness as clean and as pure as you possibly can. Call upon the light of the Christ to wash through you, the blood of Jesus to wash through you, cleanse you white as snow. Repent of anything that sits as a guilt in your consciousness. Ask God to forgive you, wash you white as snow. He's faithful to do that. The second you ask to be forgiven, you come under the atonement that Jesus purchased for you on Calvary. So if you haven't already done that, that's the most important thing you can do to prepare for what's upon us, is to really go in and look at your life and ask God to forgive you for all the things that you've done, both known and unknown. Whatever is in there has to be made right with God. Just pour your whole being, lay your whole heart and all that you are before God and offer your life to Him and ask Him to cleanse you and that you can be clothed with the righteousness that Jesus already purchased for you on Calvary. He already went through the hard stuff so that you could, through the benefit of His life and His sacrifice and everything that He went through, including His resurrection of His body, that we can easily move through that by just following in his footsteps. We don't have to go through the hard things that he went through on our behalf. So that's how you prepare. And then at that time, when you are clothed with that righteousness that only comes from what Jesus made available for you, you put on the righteousness of Christ. His righteousness becomes your righteousness, not from your actions and works, but through his sacrificial offering on your behalf. And then you can stand clean and whole and be filled with the whole Spirit of God, which gives you that empowerment to connect with your Sacred Heart. It enables you to walk in love and faith and trust and joy. And all of the fruit that comes from being Spirit-led and Spirit-guided and Spirit-indwelt, all of that becomes available through your emptying yourself of your own agendas. And let God's greater life fill you. God has the most awesome things prepared for us. So glorious that it said that the mind of man has not even conceived or thought of or imagined what God has prepared for those that love him. So this is what's happening on our planet. And this third dimensional universe is going to vanish because it was all part of the ego's dream, all part of the ego's nightmare. And we are going to awaken in the new universe as immortal spirits will be living in the place that Jesus went ahead to prepare for us. Wow. Can you imagine? So in the meantime, offer anything in your life that doesn't sit as joy within you. Give it over. Place it right in the hands of the Lord Jesus. And he will bring healing into those areas. He will bring healing to everything that you give to him, everything that you release to him. He is a healer of healers, a teacher of teachers. And the teacher of truth, Holy Spirit, lives right inside your Sacred Heart, the Spirit of Jesus, the Spirit of God, right inside you. So you don't have to go anywhere further than under your nose to have a direct communion, intimately, one-on-one, personally, with God. That's where the church is. You are the church of Christ. You are the holy temple of God. So get into that heart. Begin to experience the dimensions, the universes, the mansion realms within your own Sacred Heart. Focus on it. Think about it. Ask God to lead you, to help you find the Sacred Heart Shrine. Everyone has to find that on their own. There's a Sacred Heart Shrine inside you. Find it. Your portable paradise. It's the most safe place you can ever imagine being. And you know what? When you're in it, nothing can touch you. Nothing can affect you. Nothing can harm you. You know, they can do what they do on the outer world. And you'll be in your own private protective tower. It's right inside. So grace is the direct hand of deliverance that is being ministered to you and to me by Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, which dwells inside you. And grace transcends all of the laws of karma. And it is the gift that Jesus gave out of his love for you and me to bridge us from time to eternity, from darkness to light, from death to immortality, from the mind to the heart. So you have everything that you need, beloveds. It's all laid out, it's all prepared. Don't worry about a thing. Enjoy the time you have here in this dimension. Enjoy each day that you have. Make it sweet. Make your life as sweet as you possibly can. And connect with the earth. The earth, Bhumata, she's called in Sanskrit, Bhumi Devi, loves you. You have come in your physical molecules of the elements of the earth. So honor the earth and send love and appreciation to all the kingdoms of nature and to Bhumata, Divine Devi, Bhumi Devi. Send your love and appreciation to her as she's going through this tremendous transformation. And, you know, the earth will find a way to safeguard you in the times ahead. I've told you that the dimensional grids will shift. There is a magnetic polar shift that is taking place now. But no matter what happens, whatever you need to pass in a safe and easy manner through grace will be given to you, whether you're dimensionally displaced from one dimension to the next in case of an earthquake or volcanic eruption, or whether you're beamed up in a spaceship, or whether a grid field is placed around you to safeguard you from things that may be happening in your immediate environment. It doesn't matter. I could tell you story after story of people who were in the most impossible situations. But, well, I was in them myself, but nothing came near me because I was in that bubble of divine protection. So you literally begin to live in another dimensional version of the earth, even while it still seems like you're in the third dimension. You can already move into the new universe vibration. So this is the time to be childlike and to rely totally upon the divine Father, Mother of us all. No one, I don't think, can say exactly what will happen, but you can know enough for yourself to pass through each day and let it be orchestrated by God. Let God unfold it in ease and love and grace. Ask for that. And if you're loyal to the Divine Spirit is more than faithful to take care of you. And be prepared to see many miracles. Don't believe in any form of limitation. Nothing is denied those who are the beloveds of the Lord. Who are the beloveds of the Lord? Those who love. People of God are known by their love. God is love. So the more we become of the nature of God, the greater is our joy. Greater is our capacity to live in this new earth, this new universe, this new dimension. I think it's a very, very exciting time to live in. The indigenous elders, Sai Baba, all of them, say that we will be through this dimensional shift between now and 2015 to 2017. So we're in the last little bit of time before it all changes, before everything is made new. And time is no more. We will be trans-dimensionally relocated from the mind and time to the heart and eternity. And this is why we were born. This is why we came into this life in this time. And if some of you go over in your physical bodies, if you leave your physical bodies, your loved ones do, before this dimensional shift is completed, we're told that that will not affect your movement into the bodies of light and into the new universe at all, because in highest truth, you've never been in a physical body anyway. So the appearance, the illusory disappearance of the body, i.e. through death, which is an illusion, doesn't affect your ascension. Sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not. Doesn't affect your ascension. It doesn't affect your dimensional movement into the fifth world at all. So don't worry about that. This is a time that you've got to take, you know, you just got to trust God and know that it's going to be just fine. God has got it handled. And again, this is a great and joyful time to be on the earth, and you can allow the Lord to carry you, to cleanse you, to teach you, and to lead you through every day and everything that you would ever need to confront. So let's just rise up for a moment in our mind's eye and connect hands as we chant Anaihu Loka Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Loka means world, peace. Shanti is peace. Take a deep breath. Anaihu with you this time next week. And you've been listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command with Commander Lady Athena. Adonai.